This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tuesdays, right?
Garubin.
That's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Yep, it's Tuesday, the 16th of January. My pal Jay is here. Jay for January, right? Yay for Jay for January.
Yay! Also, yay. Thanks for Jessica, but you know, tomato, tomato.
Got it? You say tomato, I'll say tomato. Nikki Haley says, I'm reading some input from some of our listeners. We did talk a bit about what happened yesterday or more, well, to the point last night, with the things in Iowa. The world is turning, waiting on a dime to find out if Donald Trump wins, and Donald Trump won. And some people describe it as a landslide. I don't know if it's a stunning show of strength, but it is what it is. So, excuse me, the people who like Trump are responding to some of the things that I've said. So the one that attracted my attention was the following. Listener Joe says, Nikki Haley, the 65 is way too young to collect Social Security. Keep moving the goalpost, lady. Bye-bye, Nikki. You lost any support for me. And Ron DeSantis, you can't even keep Mickey Mouse in check. I thought it was a pretty good line. I'm with Nikki Haley, frankly. I think that 65 is too young to collect Social Security. I think it needs to be, if you need help, Social Security system works to help people who can't help themselves. I think if you're able-bodied, 65 is way too young. This is my judgment based on my preference. May not be yours, but because the Social Security system is in a jam through no fault of yours, mine, ours, bad management.
Yeah, but somebody will blame a millennial. People like to blame millennials for it.
Okay, well, so we'll blame
there won't be Social Security when we become 65, but you know what? Go ahead, everybody just blame us for everything.
Well, 67 is probably an apt, you know, the airline industry is going to move, but it has to have legislation to do it. They are going to move the age of mandatory retirement for pilots from 65 to 67. So that'll help the airline business a lot because they are running out of pilots fast. And so in this circumstance, I think that's only one example of many. I work for myself, so I choose not to retire. And I didn't take any Social Security until I had to. At 71 and a half, I think, the government says, you got to start taking Social Security. Okay, so I did.
71 and a half. That's like a five-year-old who's turning. I'm 5 3/4.
Right. Yeah, I don't know where that came from. I don't know. I remember my father, maybe my father was the arbiter of this for me anyway, because he never, ever cashed a Social Security check. He said, I don't need it. I paid into it. A lot of people need it better or more than I do. So he just threw all the checks away. I don't know whether that ever, I hope it helps somebody else. I said, Dad, this is probably not working the way you want it to work. He said, nope, I don't need the money. My father was extraordinarily stubborn. I don't need the money. I'm not taking it. I called Social Security. You can't call Social Security, first of all. Sent him, I don't know, he did a number of things to try to stop him getting his checks, and they never stopped. So he finally, I think at 88, he started to use them. But from 65 to, or 71, whenever it was, he was told, I think it was about the same when he retired, or he never retired. But when he was of age, I think it was the same thing. So I do, because I use the money for the farm. It's helpful for me to keep the farm going. So I do use that money for that. Anyway, so do we agree that Nikki Haley is right, that 65 is way too young to collect Social Security? Maybe that's a good question for us on our social media, Jay. Just
get
the temperature, the pulse of people who are interested in that sort of thing. On the Critics' Choice Award the other night, Dan Levy. You pronounce it Levy or Levy? His father is very Levy. Okay. So I never really paid much attention to him. I knew he was the son of, and he has the same look. He was on that show. He's been in show business since he was a kid, right? That TV show.
Yeah.
What was the name of the show that his father and mother?
I'm always hesitant to say it because it sounds like a swear word.
Oh, Schitt's.
S-C-H-I-T-T. Right. Yeah. It was a great show. I absolutely love that show. But he was doing other things beforehand, and I think he was an MTV presenter in Canada.
And as a matter of fact, that's what he said in the Critics' Choice speech. He made reference to the anger that he had when he was working for MTV. He was told, don't bother wasting your time with Adele because she's never going to get anywhere.
What a one-hit wonder she turned out to be.
Yeah, right. So he said, no. They almost didn't let me interview her, and I want to interview her. So does Adele have Dan Levy to thank for discovering her? I wonder about that.
I think other people have thought of her. And I think there are a lot of celebrities who had ended up showing that they had the staying power who people maybe didn't want to interview them, or a radio host who were like, oh, I have to give this one hit wonder at the time of day. Yeah. I'm tired, blah, 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 blah. And then they end up being like the queen of pop or country music.
Yeah.
Or,
right. Exactly. Good story. All right. So, Dan, congratulations. He was, I'm trying to remember what he did it, whether he presented the award to Greta Gerwig the other night or not. I've lost it in the fog between that show and last night's the Emmys last night, which was in my mind
the 2023 Emmys.
Boring, yeah. It was by the way. It was supposed to be
postponed.
The fall. You're right. Yeah, it was postponed. They had it, and Anthony Andrews.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember his name. I like him as an actor. I thought he was great on Law and Order. So after he said what he did last night about the chocolate Emmys, I started looking around at some of the things. I mean, he's obviously, he did that show Blackish, right? And that was all about being black. Hello, duh. And he went back to when Law and Order was revived, they wanted at least one of the guys who had been around, Chris Noth, they wanted, but they didn't dare hire him because of the foolishness around his charges and career, which has been destroyed, and no proof whatsoever ever existed of him doing anything that was bad. But anyway, that's life down on the farm, I guess. So they couldn't use Noth, and he's the only other one who is still around from the old days, except for Jesse Green, who has started to do another show for NBC. I saw a little bit of it last night. Have you seen that show? It's kind of an interesting, weird, but he's a good actor. Anyway, he couldn't come and do it, so, and they wanted a black actor, so, or at least one of the cops to be black. So they brought him in, and he said, I'll do a season, but you got to let me do my thing. And doing his thing meant to, on occasion, be challenged by or to challenge Jeffrey Donovan, who was his partner, the other cop, in the dialogue. There were black issues that came up, and they were written into the script because Anthony Anderson wanted them written into the script so that he could address some of the issues that he thought were important in terms of being black in America, which I thought was rather interesting. Not typical of the Law and Order sort of thing, but anyway, so he lasted. He stayed a season. I thought he was always, I liked him as a cop. I wished he'd have stayed. Not that the guy that replaced him, but nobody knows who this guy really is. That's with Jeffrey Donovan. Everybody knows who Jeffrey Donovan is. He's been a character actor for 30 years. But nobody knows the other guy, or I didn't know him anyway, who's on Law & Order, which, by the way, starts all the Law & Order shows, all the FBI shows, all the Dick Wolf shows, the Chicago shows, I think the NBC shows are starting this week, and the CBS Shows FBI shows start the first week of February, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, nice.
So we'll get that. We'll check that out with Chucker. Yeah. So here we have the weather. This winter storm that has slowed a lot of things down. What'd you say, James, in Dallas is like 14 this morning? Good luck to you in the race.
It is 14 degrees.
14.
And also, okay. It's we got a low of 8 for the next 2 days.
8?
Yeah.
Wow, congratulations. That's warmer here than you are. I got right now 24 degrees. We'll go up to 33. Today, the overnight low is 17 degrees, so you got us beat.
And, you know, the snow actually kind of melted pretty fast, so, like, the roads are okay.
It'll go away.
Well, but is it going to just freeze and then you have ice on top of ice? That's what we always had in Nashville.
That's
where
what we're
it would just be ice on top of ice on top of ice.
Yeah,
it is
dangerous.
Real feel negative, too, in Cleveland.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. So, there you go. Anyway, this off the coast of Maine yesterday. This storm, as it sort of abated for a while, a lot of wind. It was a pretty vicious storm here, especially in northern New England. But what they found was a shipwreck of a two-masted schooner that had been lost 112 years ago. The vessel sprung up in the water, and somehow or other it moved its position because it was pretty close to shore. And somebody said, hey, look, what's that sticking out of the water out there? And they went out and they found this old schooner that had been shipwrecked in 1911 in a storm apparently similar to the one that has encompassed all of us here over the last week or so. So I thought that was kind of interesting. Here's something else that I hope you'll find interesting. The new deals, beginning of the year. Here are the folks at Calitrin back at it, helping you lose weight, making sure your digestion is better, helping you live a better life because you... excuse me.
Better let Sans cough. I've been getting it with that a lot, too, lately, Doug, where it's like a mixture between the dryness, but then also the not-so-dry,
yeah,
and
dry
it just takes
stuff.
Your lungs, yes, where it's like all of a sudden your lungs rattle, and you're like, what are you doing? Stop convulsing.
Mm. All right, well, so much for Calitrin. We'll talk about that in the next half hour, because right now it's 18 after on Good Day.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PASS. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the January winter sale, January 12th through the 22nd, and get 30% off paints and stains with prices starting at $31.14. That means 30% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, get 30% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Thank you. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
All right, here we are, 23 after the hour. It's a good day. I'm Doug with Jay. We have social media in our focus, that is celebrity news, kind of gossipy stuff. And we'll focus on Harry Styles, if you don't mind. S'il vous plaît. Why wouldn't we?
Let's focus on Harry Styles.
Why do you like him? What's the guy? Is that the one that Olivia What's-Her-Face was with?
Olivia Wilde. Harry Styles is an incredible musician. He's just a fantastic artist. And you know what? He's really nice to look at.
Oh, okay. You think Olivia is as well?
Oh, yeah. I think she's gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So why didn't they make it? He's too young for her? Wasn't he like 15 years younger than she was?
I don't know why they didn't make it. I know he was going on tour. Maybe that was one of those, just a season.
Right.
Some people come into your life for a season. Some people come in for a reason.
That's it. I got that. I've had that about 15 times in my life. So I've learned a lot of lessons. Okay. Let's figure out what Harry Styles has learned right after this.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis, who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand, nothing on my skin, that's my new
If allergic to Skyrizi, serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Good pop singer, yeah? Good pop songs. I'm not a big... Was he like a 90s guy? When did he first emerge on the scene, Harry Styles?
It was in like the sometime in the aughts. I want to say the later aughts. He came from that. What was it? Not
One
X
Direction.
Factor. Britain's Got Talent. Yeah. Britain's Got Talent. And yeah, and they created One Direction on it because all of the artists, they tried to come in and do their own solo thing, but they didn't make it. So they formed a team, or they formed them as a team, and they ended up winning the whole competition and became this boy band crazed phenomenon all over the world with One Direction.
Right. So why was he considered for a role in the Mean Girls movie that's out now? What is there about
him? Someone just had the idea. Well, the original Mean Girls had so many iconic lines. So when they were doing the Mean Girls musical, which it was based on the Broadway play, which the Broadway play is based on the original film. And there's just this one line where they're doing, I don't know if you all had this when you were in school, but on like Valentine's Day or Sweetest Day, you could buy a carnation or a rose for people or different things. And yeah, for your friends and all of that. And it's one of those days. And there's this one of like, three for you, Glenn Coco. You go, Glenn Coco. And they're like, okay, so this is an iconic line. Who should Glenn Coco be? And somebody was like, Harry Styles. Harry Styles needs to be Glenn Coco. I don't know why it didn't work out, but he was considered for, like, a cameo role of Glenn Coco.
Sounds to me like Much Ado About Nothing.
But it's fascinating if you love Mean Girls and Harry Styles.
Why do you love... Is Lindsay Lohan in this one? Rachel McAdams was who was in the original one?
You know, James, you saw this. I don't know. Do any of them make cameo appearances?
Lindsay Lohan makes a cameo appearance in this, not as her original role, but as someone else. And then Tina Fey returns. The principal in the old one returns, but then the rest is new cast.
Rachel McAdams didn't show up, and Amanda Seyfried.
No, I don't think so. No,
was in there. Okay. All right, well, this has been certainly is a classic in a manner of speaking.
It's such a cult classic, yeah.
It did well at the box office, which I didn't really check because the weekend was long, so we'll check with Chuck Kerr in that department the next half hour here on Good Day. It's 28 after the hour right now.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
I'm happy to welcome back into the fold Elizabeth Miller, who is the spokesperson for the folks at Calitrin. So we're kicking off a new year, and a lot of times at the beginning of the year, people who have gained the weight need a little extra help.
Well, you know, Calitrin is great for any addition to any health plan that you've got going on, whether you're trying to work out, whether you are trying to diet, maybe you're doing the meal plan. Calitrin is a health supplement that works to rebuild lean muscle tissue. This is one of my favorite sales because I think it's great for everybody, whether you've got 5 pounds to lose or 135 pounds to lose. It's $10 off every single bottle of Calitrin, and every bottle is a month supply. Plus, there's a free month on there, too. So you're basically buying 3 months, getting one free, and saving $30 off. It's all on our website, toploss.com.
Find it on the web at toploss.com. Elizabeth, Happy New Year!
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Houthi militants in Yemen retaliate, and the U.S. says it has shot down a missile fired by the rebels at one of the nation's warships in the Red Sea. It's the first such attack since U.K. and U.S.-led airstrikes on the Iran-backed group began late last week. The U.S. and U.K. still working together to combat the Houthi fighters, who have been attacking international shipping in the region for months.
Is the risk of doing nothing greater than the risk of doing these strikes, which could, in theory at least, lead to some further escalation?
Former UK UK National Security Advisor and Ambassador to the UN, Mark Lyle Grant. The 7th Annual Primetime Emmy Awards are finished with the show Succession, taking the most nominations, winning 6, including for Outstanding Drama Series.
We want to thank HBO. This wasn't necessarily an easy show to commission right at the very beginning.
Jesse Armstrong accepted the award on behalf of the cast and crew. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Miles Fisher. I'm following in the footsteps of my mom, Megan Steffen, who used to be here. And now it's me.
Ha ha ha.
SWAT.
Yeah. All right.
So my iconic moment. So iconic.
Yeah. That's a good. Do you think that word's overused? Iconic or not? Okay.
No, I think it's used just the right amount, especially when things really? Are not cliche iconic, but genuinely iconic. Like, Toy Story, it was innovative, you know, technologically speaking, with the 3D animation and then the script and the score. And it was one of those films that appealed to all age groups. And the vocal performances were great with Tom Hanks and Tim Allen and... It's just, I think that Toy Story, the first one, not any of the sequels, but the first one, definitely deserves that iconic stamp.
All right, there it is. Jay Kirshner's iconic stamp of approval on the first Toy Story. It's the Good Day program, the best stories of the day, hopefully, now that Hollywood is back in action. Writers' strike, which kept the Emmys from going on last September. Usually they do the Emmys in the early fall, I think, but they were put off. And so...
Mm-hmm. Well, the writers were done striking before the actors' strike went longer. Later into the season, I should say.
Yeah. I didn't realize, I was reading a review, I didn't realize that he'd been accused of assault. He denied them, but I didn't know he was another one of those that is in that bag. So how come... with all the charges against Chris Noth and Kevin Spacey and others, why was he immune from prosecution, at least prosecutorial focus in the news media?
Wasn't it found out that those were false claims?
Well,
there are some claims, who it was actually, what?
Well, the claims against Chris Noth have never been substantiated.
But they haven't been proven to be legitimately false either.
Well, I think so the Anderson ones were Anderson proven.
Were false. Proven I think they were proven
by whom?
False.
Were they insured? Did they go to court or something?
I'm getting proven? All my sexual assault claims and stories confused. Which ones went to court? Which ones the quote unquote victim, not to be victim shaming, but the people who claimed to be a victim who were not a victim, that were actually trying to extort money. I think some of them like backed down because they were found out.
Yeah.
I always wonder about the ones who settle out of court, the quote-unquote settle out of court. Does that mean you're acknowledging to something and you're paying somebody off to go away?
Could be either.
Then what's the repercussions of that?
Yeah, exactly. All right, anyway, the focus on some of this, as Anthony Anderson said, welcome to the chocolate Emmys, which I thought was very divisive. I thought that was not something that it was obvious that was going on. What I did think was cool... The cast members, the old Ally McBeal, Cheers, boy, those people from Cheers, they look old. Ted Danson looked okay, looked kind of all right. But Perlman, she looks older than dirt.
Well, how old were they when they were on? Weren't they all in their, were they in their late 20s or were they in their 30s?
No, they were older. I think they were older than that even.
At the time of Cheers? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. The dancing is out. And I thought that Kelsey Grammer looked fine. He was kind of casual about it all. That's another thing. People have been throwing mud at him since he came out in support of Trump. You know, and I heard, I don't know if this is true or not, that some people didn't want him there because he supports Trump. Who the hell do these people think they are? We're not supporting Trump, so he shouldn't be there. He's not. Hello? It's America, you jerks. And it should be that everybody's, whether you agree or not, that doesn't mean he should be. That's the problem with the news media and also the entertainment media. There's too much politically correct focus. And it's time for, I don't know, I'm talking to myself probably here because it'd be the last thing that goes away, but I sure am tired of it. And so I tuned out of most of the stuff because it was way too politically correct. It's not the way it is. What was presented last night is, it may be the way it is in Hollywood with this bunch, but it's not the way it is. So, anyway.
You don't think the people who won or the works that won weren't deserving?
Who am I to say? In my mind, would I have chosen some of those winners? No. But I'm just one person, so I can tell you if I were a voter who I would have voted for, but who am I to say they didn't deserve it? I don't think that's a fair thing for me to say. Just say in my mind, I thought that Anthony Anderson's comment about it being the chocolate Emmys was inappropriate. I think some of the other things that were said were extraordinarily inappropriate. I thought the focus, I asked you about this off air, RuPaul and all the stuff about, trans this and trans that.
The drag race. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's not my cup of tea. Can I tell you that he doesn't deserve it? No. I can just tell you, I don't watch the show. I'm not interested in his gig. That's all. But mm-hmm. if he deserved to win, some people that voted obviously thought he did, and so that's why he won. But it's not my deal. By any stretch. All right, shall I try another stab at this before we go to Uri? The Calatron.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Yes. I don't know if I can make it through this for a minute or so. To help you focus on how many different weight loss programs there are, it is craziness. The madness of trying to get onto a program. Many of you have started, certainly, now at this point in the month of January. We're halfway through it. The New Year's resolutions are in vogue, if you will. So if you're trying to lose weight, let me help you. Let me send you to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. And look at what they've been able to prove after 27 years. 27 years being in business, helping people lose weight. It's scientifically proven to help, not only help you lose the weight, but keep it off. That's what you want to do, right? You work hard to get it off, to lose it. And once it's lost, then what happens? There you go, back to your evil ways. And so there it is, back on again. With this deal, you don't have to do that. So speaking of deals, go to toploss.com, the website for Calitren. See how it works. See what the ingredients are. Mixes with anything because it's all natural, so you don't have to worry about other drugs you may be on, medications. And right now, the deal is you get $10 off every single bottle you buy. So one bottle is a month's supply. $10 off. Buy as many as you want. $10 off. That's the deal. But the best deal is that you lose weight and you keep it off. And that's my considered guarantee. You can take it to the bank. Calitren at toploss.com.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PASS. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS.
Almost 44 after the hour now, the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Uri Geller, who comes to us every week. We try to touch base with him to get the pulse of what's going on with the war. Uri and I have been associated and have been friends for 30 years. He's been a part of every radio program wherever I've been because he's one of the most interesting people in the world. He's known worldwide for his powers of concentration, so we say, but he's a native Israeli, moved back a few years ago, so you're in the heart of all of this. This week, the United States ships are being attacked, and there's all kinds of stuff from... You know what I said earlier today, Uri? I can't imagine somebody being as angry and full of hate as the Ayatollah is. It just oozes out. He's filled with hate. How do people get like that?
Oh, Dougie, listen... there are 1.7 billion Muslims worldwide. Not all of them hate us, but we're only 17 million Jews, but most jihadis want to kill us. But, you know, I really want to today to pay tribute to your country, to America and to the UK, because you are still, you know, the two countries, the only countries in the world that are you're prepared to stand up for freedom against tyranny. I mean, the Americans and Britain, you participated in using force against the Houthis. And I say thank God for America, thank God for Britain, because your armed forces really hit them hard. Now, I hope that the Houthis get the message, because, you know, they're bombarding ships in day in, day out. And I think that very soon they're going to get the message, because if they mess up with America or Great Britain, you know, they will get the shock of their lives. They haven't seen big bombs yet. Now, this is all in the background. The background of all this is South Africa. South Africa has accused Israel of genocide. This is crazy.
Wow.
Because, you know, like an Israeli lawyer who was in the court in The Hague before yesterday, he said that the only side which genuinely wants to commit genocide is Hamas. Hamas openly mm-hmm. says it wants to murder all Jewish people. And guess what? You can read it for yourself in Hamas's founding charter from 1988. You can simply Google it and you can find it and read it. You'll see they want to murder all Jews. Now, let me tell you something very interesting, Doug, that you probably don't know this, but the government of Germany said it had enough of this pantomime, because it's a pantomime that is going on in Hague. And it issued a statement saying, do not forget the history of the Holocaust. It said this accusation against Israel had no basis whatsoever. And Germany is going to go to the court and speak up in Israel's defense. One more thing, Doug, which is really unbelievable. You know, there is a huge court there with many judges in The Hague. Now, just to underline how absurd this case is, let me tell you, and to all your listeners, which countries the judges come from. They come from Russia, China, Morocco, Somalia, Lebanon, and Uganda. Now, Russia, which has invaded Ukraine, China, which keeps more than a million people in concentration camps, Somalia, which is one of the worst human rights records in the world. Honestly, Doug, you couldn't make this stuff up. This is a pantomime, has to be stopped, and the case has to be thrown out of court.
It's really pretty amazing that they bring the Israelis into court, but they don't bring Putin into court. That's what my first observation when I saw that earlier, was it this week or last week? What the, who are you kidding? It's a mock. It's a joke. It's ridiculous. But anyway, the popular opinion being what is. I thought that statement, I didn't know that about the Germans, what you just said. That's an interesting anecdotal reference to. Yeah, I thought that was really very interesting. So have you seen any activity, any action, any bombs? You live right in the heart of Tel Aviv.
Yesterday there was a major terror attack in Ra'anana, which is a city very close to Tel Aviv. Two Arabs who were working inside Israel in a car wash decided to go out and kill people. So they murdered a 75-year-old woman, grabbed her car, and they shot and then stabbed children and people all over the world, all over the ground and the world. Terrible. Shocking. This is terror. This is terror in the highest degrees.
Uri Geller's website is URIGELLER.com. 10 before the hour on Good Day.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Get highlighted last night in the Emmys, but a lot of other older shows did, mostly comedies and stuff. Chuck Curry is here with Movie Moments, his expertise, television, film, that sort of thing. So that's what we talk about here. This portion of the program, maybe we'll spend a minute or two. We both were in and out of the Emmys last night and had sort of similar reactions to it. But first, why the Love Boat here?
Remember Charo? She was one of the more popular guest stars on the TV show Love Boat, which ran from 1977-80. She turned 73 years old today. Charo appeared on Love Boat, Doug, 10 times as a guest star. Only two actors or actresses appeared more than Charo on the Love Boat. They were Florence Henderson and Marion Ross, who was Mrs. C on Happy Days. But I always remember Coochie Coochie on the Love Boat. She was a lot of fun on that show. I think she did a lot of Hollywood Squares back in the day also.
Yeah, but she was an interesting character, to be sure. Very interesting.
I got another one. This day in TV history is going to bring back memories for you. January 16th, 1973, NBC airs the 440th and final episode of Bonanza. It started in 1959.
Wow.
440 episodes. Think about that. How much writing and work went into that show. That's incredible if you think about it. Yeah.
Okay, anyway. In a moment, we will discuss last night's Emmy show and some other things that are on Chucker's mind right after this.
Hear that?
The relaxing sound of ambient music in a yoga class. And if you were here, you'd listen to 15 people taking a deep breath in sync. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. So if you ride, get a quote today and see if you could save with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. And find inner peace with a different pose called Palms on Handlebars. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states.
Is your phone plan messing with your savings plan? Don't get stuck paying for things you don't want. With Verizon, you only pay for what you need. And for a limited time, when you bring your own phones to a Verizon store, you'll get an amazing price on your plan. Plus, you'll save on things you actually love, like the Netflix and Max with Ads bundle. And it's on our award-winning 5G network. Bring your phones to your Verizon store today for an incredible deal. A better plan to save is Verizon. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Chucker, in and out of the Emmys last night, your thoughts, if you have any that are...
I got to be honest with you. I really watched a lot of the Tampa Bay Eagle game where the Eagles completely collapsed. Uh-huh. That's a story for not my segment, but, you know, right. Honoring, you know, Sopranos' 25th anniversary, Lorraine Bracco, Michael Imperiali, you know, talked about that show, David Chase, the creator, James Gandolfini, the star. Tony, I love when they reflect. That's the part I do like about award shows. A lot of people will say that the award shows are basically a bunch of, you know, millionaires patting themselves on the back. There's a lot of truth to that. But having said that, when they reflect on older programs, it does bring back a lot of cool memories, at least for me. What about you?
I was taken back by how, I don't know why I should think this, but how old the people on Cheers looked, with the exception of Danson. But, you know, there's that, we have this inkling, most of us, to remember. We love what it was like, what it used to be. Whatever it used to be, we all like that nostalgia.
See if you agree with me. One thing about aging. When we're with people all the time, you don't notice it as much. But when you see a cast of a show like Cheers and say you haven't seen them in quite some time and they come out, it becomes more glaring. But that's just the reality of of life. Number one film at the box office was Mean Girls, $33 million. It's a good number considering they shot the film for $36 million. One thing I noticed, and they talked about this, Paramount in their marketing downplayed it. I mean downplayed 99% of the fact that the movie's a musical based on the Broadway play. They don't want people knowing it was a musical.
Five.
The Beekeeper, $22 million. That's a solid number. Wonka placed third, $510 million worldwide, very profitable. And anyone but you. Film's done over $79 million worldwide on a $25 million budget. Good number.
Good flick. Yeah, it's a good flick. All right, Chucker, thanks. Talk to you tomorrow. 59 after here on Good Day.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.